Hello.
Hello.
So I have an urban legend for you.
Ooh, yes, please.
So this urban legend is not written by David Emery, but the way that it is written is by David Emery, and some of the research to follow or evidence that relates the like real life. You know how sometimes there's like actual real stories that may
Right.
be
It's
linked to the legend? Yeah.
absolutely.
So I just want to make sure that I give credit to the person that actually did the research ahead of time. Okay. So the setting, if you will, a hotel room in Las Vegas. That's all you need to know. So, a man and woman went to Las Vegas for their honeymoon and checked into a suite at a hotel. When they got to their room, they both detected a bad odor. Oh no, not a good sign. The husband called down to the front desk and asked to speak to the manager. He explained that the room smelled very bad and they would like another suite. The manager apologized and told the man that they were all booked because of convention. He offered to send them to a restaurant of their choice for lunch compliments of the hotel and said he was going to send a maid up to the room to clean and to try to get rid of the odor. After a nice lunch, the couple went back to their room. When they walked in, they could both still smell the same odor. Again, the husband called the front desk and told the manager that the room still smelled really bad, and the manager told the man that they would try and find a suite in another hotel. He called every hotel on the strip, but every hotel was sold out because of the convention. The manager told the couple that they couldn't find them a room anywhere, but they would try and clean the room again. The couple wanted to see the sights and do a little gambling anyway, so they said they would give them 2 hours to clean, and then sorry, and then they would be back. When the couple had left, the manager and all of the housekeeping went to the room to try to find what was making the room smell so bad. They searched the entire room and found nothing. So the maids changed the sheets, changed the towels, took down the curtains and put the new ones up, cleaned the carpet, cleaned the suite again using the strongest cleaning products they had. And the couple came back 2 hours later to find the room still had a bad odor. The husband was so angry at this point, he decided to find whatever the smell was himself. So he started tearing the entire suite apart himself. As he pulled the top mattress off the box spring, he found a dead body of a woman. End scene.
Unseen. So,
So. Yeah, go ahead.
go ahead.
Well, instantly I think of that like beginning part, and I don't know if this is what you're going to talk about, but American Horror Story Hotel.
No, I actually wasn't going to touch on that.
Oh, did you see? So I actually didn't watch American Horror Story Hotel, but I just watched the first episode.
Yeah.
Did you see like when the girls were staying in that
Yeah.
hotel, and then like I think there's like a weird smell, and they took the blankets off the bed, and then all of a sudden they see like was the bed like sewn up, or there was like stitch marks on it, and then
Yeah.
all of a sudden like this guy like cuts himself out of the mattress, or because like the bed was all lumpy or something, and then this like creature or man cuts himself out of the mattress.
So, yeah, I did see that. I watched a few of the episodes of Hotel. So I've watched every single season of American Horror Story except for Hotel. They lost me with that one.
That's
So
saying a lot because you hang in there for quite some
I
crap.
do. I really do. But they just, I couldn't do it. I just was like, this is just too much for me.
I mean, I know a lot of people like freak out about bed bugs, and so like, yeah, I'll look at the mattress, make sure I don't see bed bugs and stuff, but After I saw that part of a hotel, American Horror Story Hotel, I'm like, what if there is like a dead body buried in this mattress? Like, that was like a whole nother level for me.
Yeah. So like I do have questions about the Zoe, because the insane thing is that I had actually, when I was looking for urban legends, I saw this story and I saw that it was true on Snopes or whatever, Snopes, whatever the site is, that it was like actually like confirmed. But like, okay, so I watch a lot of crime shows and I have never like happened upon a dead body before. But one thing I have heard from people who have happened upon bodies and who have, or like have read about people who have happened upon bodies, and the stink is so bad that I want to know, A, how could the housekeepers turning over that room not have noticed it previous? B, how could previous occupants of that room not know stink? C, how could people on the same floor near that room not notice the stink? Four, like, I've heard it's a very, very, like, distinguishable stink. So, like,
So,
how?
there are three stories that are true. So that's why in the beginning, remember when I was like, there, I wanted to give credit to the guy who wrote the urban legend and then like who did the fact checking, because there are three stories that are true. Now, for when it comes to the smell. And that took place in Las Vegas. So, I mean, it's hot in Las Vegas, but this body wasn't out in the desert. So, I mean, maybe did this person turn the air conditioning on like super, super cold? Was it maybe the last person to have that hotel room? So, like, I mean, and again, this isn't like a, I don't want to be like, you're the one that watches the crime shows, not me. So, we don't know. Like, did this person die and then they like, or they just killed them, and then their checkout was at 11 o'clock. So maybe they killed this person at like 8 o'clock or 9 o'clock, and then they like put them under the bed or cut them into the mattress or whatever. And so really, they have only been dead for like a few hours. So there is a smell that comes off of someone, but they haven't necessarily been like decomposing for like 24, 36 hours. And maybe if they put the air conditioning on, they're not sitting out in like the desert sun. So like you have like how long has this person been dead? And then like how hot is the room? How cold is the room? Because that's gonna like change all of those components. And that was the urban legend. So here are the true stories. So in Atlantic City, which you've been to. So in 1999, the body of Saul Hernandez, 64, of Manhattan, was found in room 112 of the Burgundy Motor Inn after two German tourists slept overnight in the bed despite a rancid smell that prompted them to complain to the front desk. The couple told motel officials about the smell Wednesday night, but stayed in the $36 a night room anyway. On Thursday, they complained again and were given a new room while a motel housekeeper cleaned room 112. So, remember the first story that I told you was an urban legend. That story, we don't know how long Saul was there. And again, these people were paying like $36 a night to stay. So maybe their what they were expecting wasn't much.
I mean, granted, I will give you that one, that like depending on what hotel you're staying at and how much you're paying for it, you can expect miles.
Oh. Okay, there's another one. In July 2003, a cleaning crew discovered a dead body stuffed under the mattress in a room at the Capri Motel in Kansas City, Missouri. Police said that the man appeared to have been dead for some time. but the body went unnoticed until a guest staying in the room could no longer tolerate the smell. Officers were called to the Capri Motel in the 1400 block of Independence Avenue around noon Sunday after cleaning crews made the grisly discovery. KNBC's Emily Alward reported that the man who checked into the motel room a few days ago complained to management about the odor two times over 3 days. He then checked out on Sunday because he could not tolerate the smell. So you know how, like, you and me, like, go to a restaurant and maybe they, like, we say, like, oh, we wanted a side of sour cream, and then maybe they don't bring it and we're too embarrassed, or we just don't want to bother people.
Yeah.
And we're like, we don't want to be rude, so we don't ask. We're not assertive. Sometimes I wonder if, like, these people are just like, wow, this smells so bad. I've already told them it smells bad, but I just really don't want to bother them.
I mean,
but there are some times where you just really need to be assertive.
I just don't. I get that there are so many factors and everything, but, like, dude, I can't even, like, okay, like, for instance, I made chicken the other night for dinner, and I had to cut pieces of fat and stuff off my chicken when I made it. Like, and that garbage bag had to go into the garbage outside, because I can't have meat that I have just cut that is raw sitting in my garbage can.
It smells so bad.
I don't understand. Like, first off, I would have been like, damn, this room smells really bad. I can't stay here. Like, we are non-smokers, and him cannot stand the smell of cigarette smoke.
Right.
And on one of our moves, we were traveling with a baby who was at the end of her rope and a cat who was at the end of her rope. And we had to make a stop. We didn't have a reservation because those were the days where we just, let's see how far we can get before we have to stop. And the only hotel room that was available that was pet friendly was a smoking room. And I, for some reason, Timothy sent me inside to go talk to them, and they let me go into the room to smell it. Because I was like, my husband does not do smoking rooms. Like, he will be so mad. Can I just, like, see how bad it is?
Oh, man.
And I can't remember if we stayed in that room or not. I think we actually did stay in that room. They gave us a discount because it was the only one that they had. But Tim was, like, not happy about it. So, like, if that's just, like, cigarette smoke, right?
Yeah.
Like, how much of a, like, I don't, like, how, like, what is the word, passive are you that you're going to walk into a room that smells like nasty, like, rotted meat or, like, decaying flesh, whatever, and not say a fucking word?
Well, it's, like, literal dead body. Like, it smells like someone died in here. And it's, like, actual. So
I'm like, I know it takes time for smells, and I know it takes, like, the temperature can affect it. I know there's all these factors, but, like, I just feel like there would be something off to the point that you're like, hey, man, I just checked in, and there's something really off with this room.
Yeah. Like,
the guys say they're 3 days. What the fuck?
Ugh.
How bad is his life that he really, like, he stayed there for 3 days? Like, this is my business trip and it's being comped and I don't care, but, like, damn, this is bad.
Yeah.
Like, my family's driving me nuts, but damn, I'll stay here, but this is bad. Like.
So there's actually one more dead body found in a hotel.
Oh, fuck.
So in March 2010, Memphis, police responded to a call from a local motel where employees had noticed a foul odor in one of the rooms. According to ABC Eyewitness News, on March 15th, Investigators were called back to room 222 at the Budget Inn, where the body of Sony Millbrook was found under the bed. Police say she was found inside the metal box frame that sits directly on the floor after someone reported smelling a strange odor. The box springs and mattress fit into the top of the bed frame. Room 222, according to investigators, had been rented 5 times and cleaned many times by the hotel staff since the day Millbrook was reported missing. Homicide investigators say Millbrook appears to have been murdered.
Wow. I think, oh, man, oh, you know,
it had 5 times.
Five. I am befuddled. I am speechless. I am without words. Like, so much is wrong with that. Like, I don't understand, like, how, like, okay, like, maybe if, like, the people were like, oh, we're only here for a night, blah, 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 blah. But, like, the housekeepers are going back to that room.
Yeah.
How can they, like, dang, something smells in here. I guess I'll just spray more air freshener. Like, I just don't get it.
I don't get it either.
I mean, is that, like, the quality of the locations that, like, it smells off and it's a dead body and it really doesn't faze anyone for, like, a week?
Well, it makes you wonder how many more dead bodies are hiding in these, like, motels. That, like, I mean, so 5 people had stayed. So at a minimum, so 5, I mean, unless this is an hourly motel, like, at most, that was, like, 5 days. Or, I mean, at a minimum, that was 5 days. And usually people stay for, like, 2 days.
I just don't
understand. So, like, I mean, at a minimum, like, we're talking, like, 5 days to a week that she was there. Like,
I hate to be, like, a judgy McJudger, but, like, it does raise the question, like, is it an hourly motel? Or are these, like, motels that, like, people go to for, like, you know, like, extended stay? Like, you can live there, or you can, like, they have, like, monthly and daily and hourly weekly rates, like, all of the above. And, like, I get, like, I'm sorry. I will say right now, I'm a hotel fan, and I'm not, like, I'm sorry, not sorry that I'm a hotel snob, because I don't want to run into a situation where there's a fucking body under my bed. But it kind of just raises the question of, like, what else are you going to find? I know that there was a story a few years ago about the little girl, like, the baby, like, the 2-year-old, who found a used condom underneath the bed and put it in her mouth. Have you not heard this?
No.
Oh my god, the little girl was, like, crawling around on the floor and the grandma noticed she had something in her mouth. And put it out and found it, and they took her to the hospital to, like, do what they needed to do to, like, make sure any of the fluids didn't have diseases that they could spread to the kid.
Oh my gosh, that is so disgusting.
Right? And it wasn't like a, from my recollection, it wasn't like a Hilton or Sheridan, but it wasn't like a,
oh my gosh,
the chieftain.
That is so disgusting.
Right?
Oh, yuck.
Why are you so scared to stay in hotels? Well, let me tell you.
No, I, like,
not only now do we have COVID, but you have bodies.
No.
You have used condoms.
I, like, go to the location that I go to, and you know, like I kind of like frequent the same vacation spots. I have the hotel that I go to, and that is like where I stay. Like I find the hotel that I like to be at, and that is like where I always go.
It's your home, you know? Away from home.
And that's just where I go, like all the time.
So when we lived in the Bay Area, we took a trip down to Disneyland, and we stopped off at this hotel in Santa Barbara, and I didn't make the reservations. We had another family member coming with us, and she had made the reservations, and we pulled up to this hotel, and Tim was like, what the fuck is this? Like, the fucking Bates Motel. It was like $50 a night, and that's why they chose this hotel, is because of the price. That mildewy smell to it. And I remember in the morning before we left, like, Tim was so not happy. He was afraid we were going to be murdered in the middle of the night, but in the morning before we left, he took a shower, and the ceiling tile did not exist above the shower. So I had to stand there the entire time because he was afraid a spider was going to drop down on his head while he was showering.